9262 or summersweightclinic.com. Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic.
Must be beat. I said, young man, yesterday is a treat. It's a day to celebrate now. That's why I hear you say, I love Friday. That's why I hear you say, I love Friday. Hey. Oh, the weekend is here. Just relax and kick back. Grab a cold one from that six pack. That's why I hear you say, I love Friday. That's why I hear you say, I love Friday.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio. Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster.
What do they want to do? Let's impeach our president, right? I don't think so.
President Trump in Minneapolis at his first campaign rally since the impeachment inquiry started. He says about Joe Biden,
he was only a good vice president because he understood how to kiss Barack Obama's
Protesters packed the streets around the arena. Most were peaceful, some burning Trump baseball caps and harassing the president's supporters as they left the building. Police used pepper spray to break things up. The 2019 Nobel Peace Prize is awarded to
Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed Ali for his efforts to achieve peace and international cooperation,
like ending a long-running conflict with Ethiopia's neighbor, Eritrea, and putting reforms in place within Ethiopia. America's listening to Fox News.
The weekend is here.
Can I get an amen?
And the folks on the morning show have put in some long, hard hours. Greg Budell, how do you greet the weekend?
Hello, baby.
Jay Scott, if you go out to eat this weekend, what are you going to have?
I like them French fried potatoes.
Emily Hayes, when you get off work this afternoon and you're riding home, what song will you blast on the radio? No Eagles, huh?
Just hush.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog, what do you need for the weekend?
Give me some chicken.
And Rich Thomas, I know you'll be busy with the weather this weekend. What do you say to people who come up and try to help you do the weather?
Why don't you mind your own business?
So have a great weekend and stand by for three men and a lady.
Cause if you mind your business, then you won't be minding mine.
Welcome to Friday morning on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Later this morning, the Duncan and Sutton Predictathon, the Alabama-Texas A&M game this week. Jay Scott will have random facts. Emily Hayes will have good news, but we start with a forecast. Better late than never, it's fall.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
It's the nicest temperature morning of the week so far. We're at 61 degrees right now, a little easterly breeze. Very warm day today with a high in the upper 80s again. We're dry, good bit of sunshine. Some spotty showers are possible late tonight in the overnight hours as that cool front slips through the state. But a lot of the rain dries up before it gets here. The high tomorrow, very comfortable, up to about 80. Low tomorrow night, around 63. And then, looking ahead, I think Sunday is a comfortable day with a high around 81, but scattered showers have been added to the forecast. And then an increasing threat of showers as we get into, especially Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening, Sunday night. More scattered showers in the forecast Monday and Tuesday, and Tuesday night as a cold front approaches the area. Maybe a few stronger storms, too. And I just posted the rainfall potential through Wednesday morning, which looks pretty interesting. Let's keep our fingers crossed. Right now this morning, it's nice. 61 degrees, east winds at 5 miles per hour. It's 5 minutes after 6.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
Well, Applied Security isn't always the first and best answer to an idiot. Our rocket scientist today, I just posted this video on Facebook, a guy who was attempting to break into a vehicle by hurling a brick at the side window.
And it hits him in the head.
It bounces off the window and hits him right in the face.
Instant karma's gonna get you.
That's exactly what I put on the post.
No, you didn't.
Great minds think alike. So short and sweet. And don't forget, for your home or business or commercial property or anything you want secured with the latest technologies, on the spot monitoring. In fact, they can take over your existing monitoring. Don't forget Mark and Vicky. Great local business since 1987 with Applied Security. Call them at 279-8338. That's 279-8338 for Applied Security.
Who's ready?
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
Today is our last day of qualifying people for a $1,000 gift certificate to Dylan Rings. So if you hear your name today, you have until the end of that hour to call us back. And up first is Christopher Gardner. Christopher Gardner, call 396-5477, and you will qualify for that $1,000 gift certificate to Dylan Rings. All a part of the name game, which you can play by going to newstalk931.com and submitting your name.
All right, little sports here. Hoping that the Tampa Bay Devil Dogs would upset Houston last night. That did not happen.
Had no idea.
My excitement for the...
Just not paying attention anymore. I will next year. I'll be back to foot baseball.
Well, I could be joining you in a week because I was hoping the Yankees would have to play Houston because they're just too damn good.
Somebody shared the greatest post with me this morning. God, it warmed my heart. It's about... It's Dear Atlanta Braves, and it's about no. It's a really nice thing. It's about how much the Braves have meant to them their whole life, and how it means. I mean, what it means to them. And he says, then it goes down and says, I know you blew the game the other day. It was an ugly, ugly first inning. It's just a game, and we'll be back with you. Spring training next
year. That's good fanship whatever you would call it.
I needed that.
I've just discovered that...
You spilled coffee on the conundrum?
No, it's water.
It's
brown water.
That's brown water.
Oh. Well, you know, I...
So now I'm frightened to touch it.
It'll dry out.
Oh.
Don't let the appearance for it, just because it looks like it was...
It looks like a... What do they call it? The Rorschach test or whatever? The ink blot?
Well, what does it remind you of? What does that splotch
Rorschach
remind you of?
Well, I don't know what it's called.
Rorschach test. What is that? Because I've taken it. What is it?
It looks like a freaking coffee stain. That's what it reminds me of. I don't know. Like an ink pen exploded. Maybe if I turn it this way.
The point of the Rorschach test is not to test what caused the stain. Otherwise, you'd look at the card and say, God, that looks like white paper with black ink splotched on it.
It looks like Alaska if you hold it the right way.
There. That makes
sense. But I guess you could turn it this way, and it could be, this part could be Michigan, and some of these could be the lakes.
See, now that makes a huge statement about who you are.
America, patriotism, roll tide.
Mark. All right. We'll get some local news here. Apparently,
I threw my audio list away, which is always a very efficient way to start the morning. So I'm going to run down and print that while you get your local news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police are investigating a bank robbery. They say the Regions Bank on Coliseum Boulevard was robbed Thursday morning. They say a man went into the bank, gave the teller a note, and then ran away with money. Police say no one was hurt. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. Local police officers are attending the FBI Law Enforcement Summit in Opelika this week. Some of the topics this year include cybersecurity, problem solving, and media training. And Alabama State University's Marching Hornets will soon be playing on a national stage. The marching band will play during halftime of the Atlanta Falcons versus Los Angeles Rams game on October 20th. The band director says the performance will be a first for many students who have never seen an NFL game in person. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit headleymetalbuildings.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Today is October 11th. Take your teddy bear to work day. I brought my teddy bear to the studio. Go ahead, Teddy. Speak into the mic.
Help! You don't know the unspeakable things he does to me.
That'll be enough, Teddy. He's only joking, folks. What a prankster.
Help me!
Quiet! Have a happy Take Your Teddy Bear to Work Day. When we get home, I'm giving you to the dog.
No!
Around the corner from the weekend.
For most people, Friday is just a day before the weekend.
Hope you have a great weekend.
I am living for the weekend.
I wonder why our service told us yesterday was National Teddy Bear.
Life is short. Treat yourself.
I heard that too. Yeah.
Fun.
It was yesterday.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Living for the weekend. I lived for danger.
But I'm not sure that I remember.
Well, there's much of it. Today was Take Your Teddy Bear to Work Day. That's different from Teddy Bear Picnic Day.
I feel good.
I love James Brown.
Can't go wrong with James Brown. For mood changing stuff, we've got Cheap and Trash coming up later. I guess there's a new Addams Family.
It's an animated film.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have a preview. And why they insist on incorporating dark realities into kids' programming, I don't know.
What happened? Sesame Street.
Well, that's how
a drug addicted mother.
Well, I mean, that's what some kids deal with. So it seems like they've always kind of wanted to. I don't know.
There's like 5-something million people that suffer from what is the opioid crisis?
Yeah.
So, and I'm sure those are parents that have kids, and those kids got to deal with it, and those parents got to deal with it, and I don't think there's anything there for them to
see how to cope in a healthy fashion with
the younger kids, younger kids.
I mean, these are, you know, the kids that watch Sesame Street. I get it. They try to help.
I don't ever remember watching Sesame Street. I'm sure I did, but I don't remember.
It was past my. It happened after.
Right,
my time.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, we got a thread going on Facebook, my page, where later we'll have the Duncan and Son Predictathon for the week.
Oh yeah.
I got to talk with them this morning. I got a low tire light.
I think I need new tires.
They told me that it's time for my two front tires.
I saw a little, what I deemed to be bald. Balding on
Terry said
my
it's time,
tire.
So we'll see.
I'm hoping that Tip James finds the car I'm looking for before Christmas.
Oh, Rogue Part Deux.
Rogue Part Deux.
What car are you looking for?
Another Rogue.
Just another Rogue. Okay.
That's why I said Rogue.
Well, I didn't know if that just meant the same way he's going to get a vehicle that he wants, because he wanted the Rogue, and he got that from Jack Ingham's Signature, and I thought he's just doing that whole step process again.
Yeah, I think he's...
But it's the exact same car he wants.
I think he's going to be one of those loyalty buyers, because he likes his Rogue so much.
What's wrong with the Rogue we got?
I like it. It's, you know...
The Rogue we got drive pretty good, don't it?
It already got a chocolate stain.
What else they got? Got burn holes in the seat?
Burn holes!
Yeah.
You got that fixed, though.
I had one for 6 years.
A Rogue?
Did you? Before you got what you've got now?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
He's got the fancy one.
The deluxe edition?
Yeah, I can't do that. No, I just... all those trips to Florida.
Yeah.
And you want to, part of trading in a car is getting it in before the mileage gets to a certain point. I learned that by talking to Donnie Turner.
Mm-hmm.
He's the expert. I got to see him because my glove box is broken again. I have issues today. I'm spilling coffee on our show prep, and it's just been awkward. But I made a damn good swamage.
It's really good.
What's our TV topic today?
Toys that our kids and our parents played with. In other words, toys that have survived.
Generations.
Still around. Yeah. Still around.
All right, 18
rope,
after 6.
Like rope.
The stick.
This is cardboard box.
Cardboard boxes is high on my list.
I tell you what.
Honey, he's not even playing with the toy. He's playing with the box.
Mm-hmm.
It's called a cat.
18 after. If your vision has been gone with the wind, so to speak, for some time, and you've been dealing with glasses, but you've never looked into LASIK, it doesn't cost you a penny to find out if LASIK is an option for you. Call Montgomery Eye Physicians at Montgomery Eye LASIK, the most experienced LASIK group on the planet, at 271-3804. Make an appointment to see the refractive surgery counselor and find out if your vision can be corrected by LASIK. If it can, you don't have to make an immediate decision. They do offer care credit for qualified customers. And as time has passed, the cost of LASIK has come down, and the bounce back time is really next to nothing. It used to be a 2 or 3 day thing for folks, but they keep making advances on the procedure, and it gets better and better. But you want that done by people who have lots of experience, and that's Dr. Swan, Dr. Shin at Montgomery Eye. If you'd like to learn more about LASIK, visit their website, onlinemep.com, onlinemep.com, or again, 271-3804. timeline for October 11th coming up next.
Well, as you start your Friday off, Montgomery Skywatch traffic can report no accidents anywhere. We are nice and clear all the way in from Prattville on Highway 31 and Wetumpka on 231. Interstate's a little busy this morning, especially at the I-65-85 interchange, but we have no accidents anywhere. Enroll now for spring semester 2020 at Trenum State. Classes start January the 8th. Change your life. Trenum State, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Attention, exciting news. Montgomery, 20 ribeyes for $30 at this big one-time steak sale. Star Steaks, look for the big top 10 and the big truck at the old Cracker Barrel, corner of Eastern and Carmichael. That's right, big steak sale. 20 ribeyes, $30. Plus, on the big truck, New York strips, fillets, T-bone, burgers, ribeyes, prime steak cuts. Also, marinated chicken breasts, seafood. Everything will be sold today, and you will not pay Omaha steak prices. Last chance. It's 20 ribeyes, $30. That's $1.50 each.
Are you serious?
Star Steaks. The driver has been authorized to do deals and to move everything that's left.
Ain't fooling around.
And you're not going to pay Omaha steak prices. Vacuum sealed and individually wrapped. Last chance ever at this big steak sale. 20 ribeyes, $30. 20 ribeyes, $30. Look for the big top 10 and the big truck at the old Cracker Barrel, corner of Eastern and Carmichael. Look for the big 10. Star Steaks. EBT and all credit cards accepted.
If you're a fan of the finest vintages, mark your calendar for the 10th Annual Riverwalk Wine Festival Saturday, October 19th at Riverfront Park. From 3 till 6 p.m., delight your palate with wine tastings, plus vendors and live entertainment. And at the end of the evening, take home your very own commemorative glass and wine bag. Brought to you by Wind Creek, Alabama Power, Merrill Lynch, Alley Station, Renaissance Hotel, and Staybridge Suites. Learn more at funofmontgomery.com. Sponsored by the Montgomery Special Events Department.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
6:22 in the timeline for the 11th of October. Here's your host, Rich Thomas.
284th day of the year, 81 days now remain in this year on World Obesity Day.
Just for me.
Now, I think it's interesting. I think it's interesting that it's World Obesity Day, and the next thing I have on the list is National Sausage Pizza Day.
Oh, man.
That just doesn't... it clashes.
Well, look, if there's any way that obese people are going to celebrate World Obesity Day...
it's going to be with National Sausage Pizza. It's also It's My Party Day. I'll cry if I want to. You would cry, too, if it happened to you.
If what happened to you?
Have you heard the song?
I've heard the song
from the early
60s. I know.
97 years ago in 1922, FBI's first female special investigator was appointed. I think her name is pretty cool. Alaska Davison.
Huh, wow. Sounds like a superhero.
1923, Babe Ruth hits 2 home runs in a World Series game. 83 years ago in 1936, cash and prizes were given away on the radio. On a CBS show called Professor Quiz, contestants asked Professor Quiz questions, and they were able to stump the professor. They got a prize. They won 25 smackaroos.
Wow.
That's big money.
That could be a down payment on a house.
1936.
It was in those days.
1968, Apollo 7 is launched. Wally Schirra was the commander of that mission, 11-day orbital mission. First time that they transmitted TV shows back to Earth. That was cool. Oh. Now our song of the day. This week, we've been not only highlighting some of the most iconic Muscle Shoals sound records made up there, we've been playing some of the biggest hits ever recorded up there. Here's one that really highlights the background sound of the Swampers. R.B. Greaves, take a letter, Maria.
Last night, as I got home, about a half past 10, there was the woman I thought I knew in the arms of another man. Kept my cool, I ain't no fool. Let me tell you what happened then. I packed some clothes and I walked out, and I ain't going back again. So take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. Well, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife.
If you like this little trip through the music of Muscle Shoals, we'll continue it.
I love it.
Next week, I've got a couple of good ones. 44 years ago, today, 1975, Saturday Night Live debuts on NBC. First host, anybody? Anyone?
George Carlin.
That's right. Yeah. 44 years ago in 75, Billy Clinton and Hillary Rodham were married in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Bill was 29. She was 27. 1980, the Police scored their second number one with the their second studio release, Zendada Mudada, which featured Don't Stand So Close to Me, Da Do Da Da. 1997, on this date, Elton John, number one on the U.S. charts with Candle in the Wind, a rewrite of the 74 hit about Marilyn Monroe. This version was for Diana, Princess of Wales, and it was for her charity. By the way, before then, what was the biggest selling single of all time? Before Elton John's
White Christmas.
White Christmas by Bing Crosby. 28 years ago, 1991, Red Fox really died of a heart attack at the age of 68. He had been faking them for years on Sanford and Son. 13 years ago, 2006, 30 Rock premiered, starring Tina Fey. 2016, Rod Stewart was knighted at Buckingham Palace. Birthdays, Luke Perry would have turned 53 today. He tragically died this year, actually, Archie's dad on Riverdale. Joan Cusack is 57. Steve Young, retired 49ers quarterback, is 58 today. Daryl Hall, one half of Daryl Hall and Hall & Oates, rather, is 73.
Wow.
From the dearly departed file, Eleanor Roosevelt would have had a birthday today. Not a good-looking woman.
Excuse me, did you say...
Not a good-looking woman.
On instant replay.
We're a week away from another birthday, a birthday of a great American. It's also Jay's birthday, too.
Oh, that's right.
Great American.
Let's see what he did there.
Thanks.
20 days till Halloween, 23 days till the time change, Iron Bowl in 51 days, and Christmas in 79 days. That's the timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas.
Who's ready?
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Christopher Gardner, your name in the name game contest. We just did this a minute ago, so a little thrown off. But Christopher Gardner, if you're waking up now and you hear us calling your name, 396-5477 is the number you call to qualify for a $1,000 gift certificate to Dylan Rings.
Are you having issues with my spacing on the name game placement?
No, but apparently my speech did. I was caught off guard.
Well, that's what radio is all about, surprising the listener and the people you work with from time to time, right?
Ease.
Among other things today, well, we'll have a little preview of this new Adams Family. You know, that show actually only ran on TV 2 seasons.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was not a, you know, same thing with Gilligan's Island. That ran for 2.5.
Do you remember CBS's answer to Adam's Family?
The Munsters.
Yeah.
There was a period, and then you had, I remember reading this at the time, you had Bewitched and I Dream a Genie, which were kind of similar shows.
Sure.
Then you went through the rural era where you had
Beverly Hillbillies and then Green Acres and so many
Petticoat other, Junction.
Petticoat Junction.
And then they, and Gomer Pyle, and they wiped all of those shows out.
At one swoop.
Yep, that was it. They were all canceled on the same day to put an end to what they called the rural era of radio. So I know a lot of people I work with need tires.
Mm-hmm.
Got a guy coming in later this morning named Don Duncan.
Yes.
He's got three places where you can get great new tires.
Oh.
At a wholesale price that includes professional installation. And I urge you to visit one of them to get your tires because there's a lot of gimmickry. It's silly. Buy three, get one free and all that garbage. Get a straight wholesale price. Get the price that includes installation and get it done at Don Duncan. In the meantime, they take any inconvenience out of the equation by making sure you get back to work or your home or wherever you need to be and get you back with your car later in the day. It's customer service that exceeds your highest expectations at all three locations on Highway 14 in Millbrook, downtown at 408 Madison. So if you work in one of them government buildings, by the way, they're off on Monday because of Columbus Day.
Oh, is it? Is Columbus and Tecumseh, too? Is it?
Oh, is it? I didn't even get a card or anything.
Which reminds me, I've got to play that Gordon Lightfoot Columbus song. Where did I put that? And, of course, on Bell Road just north of Vaughan, 631.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Been outside yet this morning? It's 61 degrees right now. It'll be a very warm day. We'll be in the upper 80s. Good bit of sunshine today. Still dry today. There could be some spotty showers late tonight in the wee hours of the morning. Perhaps there'll be some on the radar, but your chances of seeing one are very small. As a cool front moves through the state, and by tomorrow morning, it'll already be in southeast Alabama. So a comfortable day tomorrow with a high around 80. I think we're in the upper 50s tomorrow night, Saturday night into Sunday morning. Boy, oh boy, that'll be the nicest we've had so far this season. Then on Sunday, interesting situation develops. It's called an overrunning situation. So scattered showers increasing, I think, on Sunday afternoon. A better chance Sunday night into Monday and Tuesday. And some of the rainfall amounts the models are printing out are encouraging for drought-parched Alabama. And then another front by Wednesday of next week, and that's a good one. Right now this morning, with east winds at 5 miles per hour, 61 degrees at 632.
All right, we are going to prepare for our TV chat. Do I have that, kid? Do I finally? Yes, I do. The top 10 toys both parents and kids played with while growing up, and I'm mentioning that now because if you're watching it or listening to it, perhaps you'll think of something that will be on this particular list.
Ryan was kidding you on the 550 break.
Oh.
He said, Greg will bring up stick.
Bring up stick.
Thanks for busting him for me. I appreciate that. That gives me about 5 minutes to prepare for a retaliatory comment. Here's, let's get back with Skipper at 6:33, and then we'll be back with the Gordon Lightfoot salute to Monday's holiday.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Well, I hope you're having a great Friday morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, and we are all clear this morning. We have no accidents anywhere. A little busy on I-85 and 65 through the interchange here in Montgomery, but nothing doing as far as wrecks anywhere, and that's a good thing. Nobody wants to start the weekend off with a fender bender. Festival Plaza, the center of shopping in East Montgomery, has a bright, fresh new look and currently has limited leasing space available. Festival Plaza, anchored by the AMC Theater, is at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Call David McClinton, 270-9177 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster.
What do they want to do? Let's impeach our president, right? I don't think so.
President Trump in Minneapolis at his first campaign rally since the impeachment inquiry started. says about Joe Biden.
He was only a good vice president because he understood how to kiss Barack Obama's
Protesters packed the streets around the arena. Most were peaceful, some burning Trump baseball caps and harassing the president's supporters as they left the building. Police used pepper spray to break things up. The 2019 Nobel Peace Prize is awarded to
Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed Ali for his efforts to achieve peace and international cooperation.
Like ending a long-running conflict with Ethiopia's neighbor, Eritrea, and putting reforms in place within Ethiopia. America's listening to Fox News.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A Montgomery firefighter called us with a four-alarm financial fiasco. He wanted to retire early, but had to clear up considerable credit card debt. Alabama Home Mortgage cut his monthly payment by $636 and got him $37,000 to extinguish the credit card inferno.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly payments much sooner than you ever thought was possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you could save with your Alabama Home Mortgage.
Folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com and apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, Lyle from Margaritis with Jeturi, and wow, I just checked it. Gold just hit $1,500 an ounce. It was hanging around $1,200, $1,300 not too long ago, and boom, it's way up there. Margaritis, whether you know it or not, you can bring in gold, and you can trade your gold or make you something new, or you can walk away with a check for it. So bring in your diamonds, your gold that you no longer are wearing. Let's see what we can do with it. We'll do something fantastic with it at Margaritis. Margaritis is located in the Peppertree Shopping Center. We're open 7 days a week. Come see us out at Peppertree. Thank you.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Well, he got him 3 ships and he sailed them quick with a salty old crew of fine fellas. Well, find a spice route because you're kind of cute is what Chris said to Queen Isabella. He was a cool cat, knew the world was not flat. In fact, he said it was shaped like a melon. He had no fear and he sailed 30 years before that big sissy Magellan. They took a long trip on those 3 little ships through some big storms that caused them some worry. But they didn't have lime, so they weren't feeling fine when they all got a touch of the scurvy. The men were so glad when they finally found land, and it didn't come one moment too soon. When they ducked from the sea, they all ran to the trees because none of the ships had a men's room. One thing more, there were natives on the shore, and the men found them all to their liking. The natives confessed they were quite unimpressed, said you've come in second place to the Vikings. He made a mistake, but let's give him a break, 'cause he sailed the ocean humongous. Now there's sales at the stores and the banks close their doors to honor Christopher Columbus.
An annual tradition. Won't be long before we'll be playing Gordon Lightfoot Sings Christmas and Valentine's Day and all that stuff too. A little bit later this morning, as we hit the killing time portion of our program, 5 reasons you should take a road trip this fall.
Yes.
Also on the agenda today.
Uh-huh.
We might even make a conundrum out of it. But
Wait, not the coffee conundrum?
Do we have unity?
On the Horseshack test?
Yeah, I like to
the Yikes one.
And the horse actress is the one from Welcome Back, Carter. Mr. Carter.
Did you see the Yikes one in the middle there?
Look, on here.
No, we wouldn't do that.
No, not on this family-friendly show.
No, we would not do that one.
No. Near.
Yeah, but half the women say it is gross. Which is why we don't participate in those activities. Is it my imagination, or are they running a little bit behind?
I feel like they're running behind.
Yeah, they should be hitting us right now, so we'll have to tap dance for 2 minutes now.
What's the one phone app that you can't live without? What's the...
Email. The email app.
Hey, they just did a What the Tech feature at 5:45, which was the best I've seen ever. It was a newspaper ad from like the 80s, and it had cameras, it had pagers, it had iPods, it had video cameras, and it had more stuff, and it said all of these are now on your phone. But it was a whole page full.
Wow.
It says the grand total of this is $7,000. And now it's all part of your phone.
Yep.
That's a great bit. I wonder if that's on their website or something.
That is really cool.
Like a still photography camera, video camera.
Right.
A calculator. Walkman.
It even mentioned how we used to have radar in the car. It says Waze is about the best radar now.
Yeah.
What is Waze?
The GPS thing?
Waze is like Google Maps. But it'll even tell you there's a hazard up ahead, or there's police reported up ahead.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I better get that one on my phone. There was a survey done on phone apps by priority.
Uh-huh. Our survey said
1 in 5 people put Facebook as number one.
Uh-huh.
Instagram, which I have not considered.
That's Facebook Lite.
Is it?
Yeah.
Gmail. I guess that would be you.
Yeah, my Gmail.
That was number 3. YouTube was number 4.
Okay. Oh, I love YouTube.
Snapchat, 5.
Nah.
But that, you know, that is amazing when you think about it, that a whole newspaper, a full-page newspaper ad...
is now contained in your
phone. Stuff you can
get
on your phone.
Yeah.
We're going to head for the countdown now.
It's showtime!
As we get ready... What was it Ryan said again? I'd like to know.
He said, it'll be fun to hear Greg talk about stick toys that you are. Yeah. So, I mean, he's done some zingers to you, so you can probably be armed and ready. We're listening to them in the background, folks. You can't hear them, but we can.
We're spying.
Their mics are up, and we're in queue. So 15 seconds on a nice morning, 61 degrees. We're now about 7 and 6 and maybe 5 and closer to 4 and then 3, 2. Yeah. And the music's up.
It's the all-new Ryan 6. On CBS 8 and ABC 32.
A new survey asked parents what toys they played with as a kid that their kids also play with today.
Yeah, the top answers were Play-Doh, Mr. Potato Head, Troll Dolls, and My Little Pony.
Such fun things. Let's bring you to a lady over at News Talk 3.1. I'm not particularly enthusiastic about any of these, but good morning, guys.
Hey.
Good morning.
I heard an ugly rumor that somebody over there said my first toy was a stick. Yeah, a stick.
And who do you think said that? Just a wild guess.
Sorry to throw you under the bus, Ryan.
Yeah, Law and Order's special wise guy unit. I think
it's under a bus.
Yeah, so that's a common.
You get thrown under a bus because you've been hit by a bus.
Reacts. Tenses up when he hears that.
That's good.
Be careful with that saying around Greg.
But when I was really young, my mom and dad were amazed at how I would play with the cardboard box, and I'm not playing with the toy that came in the cardboard box.
That was a common thing.
That's common, though, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it still is.
For like kids' first Christmas, I saw my cousins firsthand. We got them all these gifts, and they were more concerned with the wrapping paper.
Right, yeah.
I do remember Mr. Potato Head was around.
Yep.
When I was a child.
Right. Potatoes had just been invented when I was a kid.
Of course.
The original
grandfather.
Right.
It's just an actual potato.
It's funny, when you become a parent yourself, like my mom, I had a great mom, don't get me wrong, but my mom would not allow us to have Play-Doh because she didn't want to be vacuuming it out of the carpeting. So when my daughter came,
I was going to say, I loved Play-Doh, but I could not, my mom would, she hated it. And I had one place in the house and it was like this one tile that I could play with it. So I was like, I just gave up. Yeah.
We just never got any.
Yeah.
Santa didn't want you to have that this year.
Or people would send it home.
And then,
and I'd like,
I kind of made up for that.
Yeah.
Because when your kid's having a great time, and Play-Doh can be a creative toy. Works the imagination. What are you making? Yeah. And it's worth the mess. It really is. I taught my daughter how to bake when she was two. I'd pop her up on the counter, and she would be covered in flour, but we made good cookies, and we had such a great time that cleaning up a mess in a couple of minutes was well worth
it. Was that in that Easy Bake Oven with that one bulb? That bulb?
I want to tell you something. You're going to make me cry here. You're going to make me cry. I'm going to get emotional.
Uh-oh.
But when the Easy Bake Oven, when Janelle was ready for that, I remember her making me a cake and setting a table for me.
Took half the day, right?
Not really, but, well, yeah, they did take a while to bake.
Bake, yeah.
But that's a special memory.
I was going to say, I have a similar memory, too, because I remember everything that, I know my mom was probably glad about this, but everything I made in the Easy Bake Oven, I took it to my dad to sample. I don't know if my dad has the same fond memory because some of that stuff was just not that great, but he always at least put on a brave face for that. But I'm positive that he ended up throwing that stuff out because I can't imagine what was good that was cooked at the light bulb.
What a lucky dad.
And that's all it was. It was just...
I'll bet he feels the same way I do, that that is a very cherished memory.
Yeah.
I hope so.
No toys?
Me? What?
No toys?
We weren't allowed to have toys.
I see.
We had Mr. Potato Head until I tried to put one of the... until I tried to play Mr. Potato Head with my brother's face.
Yeah.
That got taken away.
Oh, jeez.
As soon as the Band-Aids...
Mr. Potato Head with the Easy Bake Oven.
They don't mention Lincoln Logs and Tinker Toys.
That's disappointing, because Lincoln Logs and Tinker
they're
Toys...
They're still around,
they're
right?
generational. Yeah, they should be, yeah.
They're around.
And some of these, like... Ryan, do you still have My Little Pony? Do you still play with yours?
Yes, all of them.
That's the best I
can
do.
I got my collection of 74,000 Beanie Babies, too.
Oh, hey, that is a retirement package.
Oh, that's what
they said. I've gotten the wrap.
Okay. All right.
Wrap our toys.
We enjoyed this trip down memory lane, guys. We'll talk to you on Monday morning. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Bye.
Go play with a stick,
and if
Ryan.
If you want to hear more from Three Men and Lady, be sure to tune into News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday, starting at 6.
I didn't hear rap.
I didn't hear rap this time.
I heard a minute, but I didn't hear rap.
He's able to talk into their ears.
Just them.
Or everybody's ears. And I don't think he pushed our button down.
I appreciate when he tells us that we're clear.
Right.
Especially our complexions.
Uh-huh.
Especially that.
Yeah.
6:48, it is time for the Cheap and Trash.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
All right, this edition of the Cheap and Trash, you may recall that Kevin Hart suffered a serious back injury in a car wreck last month. He is returning to work, but very slowly. Apparently, he was really badly injured in this thing. Police have finished their investigation into that crash. They say it happened because Kevin's buddy, Jared Black, gunned the engine of his 1970 Barracuda and lost control of the car while Hart was in it. But Kevin has no hard feelings. He issued a statement saying, I have nothing but love for Jared and his insurance company and wish him and Rebecca a speedy recovery. Jay's listening. A pro tip from Jennifer. It's Jennifer Aniston in The Cheap and Trashy again.
She lives in The Cheap and Trashy.
She doesn't do anything. She sits around.
No, she's got a television show. No, she doesn't. Yeah, she's got a television show. You can't believe the narrative that's out there with those little magazines and stuff at the newsstand trying to make
you... Doing the Inquirer? Yeah,
but she does have great advice, and this is for everybody, not just her.
You like her now?
I've always kind of... I dated somebody that was a dead ringer for her in 1997.
Right.
That was the one I took to the Best Buy store to buy... I was telling her that I used to work for Styx.
Styx!
Yes. She didn't believe me. So I went to the CD section and pulled out Crystal Ball, unwrapped it in the store, pulled out the liner notes. Now, do you believe me? Then I had to buy the name.
Well, yeah, you had to buy it because you broke the shrink wrap on it.
But it was worth it.
And that girl is now 22 years older.
So that would make her 40-something. But she recommends staying away from the comments section. And I agree. I used to read the comments in all different venues. I don't go there anymore. It's so depressing.
I mean, sometimes I'll...
I just had to block somebody on my Facebook page.
Oh, did you?
Being an idiot. Yeah.
I've been routinely paying more attention to what's showing up in my news feed and deleting folks.
The Houston Rockets silenced a reporter who asked about China.
China.
The whole point of this is that the owner of the team had...
Yeah.
Kind of rooting for freedom in Hong Kong. That's a terrible thing to root for these days in America because we have so many people that hate freedom. Christina McFarlane asked Rocket stars James Harden and Russell Westbrook about the fallout from the general manager's pro-democracy Hong Kong tweet. The reporter was asking them if the debacle would make them less likely to comment on social and political issues, but before they could respond, a Rockets official... Should have made them the rocket scientists.
Right.
Why didn't I think of that? Why didn't you make me think of that?
Oh, I'm sorry.
No. Shut it down before they had a chance to answer the question.
It's a hot topic for the NBA now.
Yes, it is.
Because that's one of their big clients is China.
Movies opening this weekend.
First it was on TV, and then it was a movie, and then it was a stage play, The Addams Family. Now it is a cartoon with really famous people, but you can't even see them, so what's the freaking use?
Yeah, it's a cartoon, and it's got Charlize Theron, Snoop Dogg, Bette Midler, a lot of other people I really don't care for. But the interesting thing is, the TV show that inspired, I think, two movies, right? Addams Family and then Addams Family.
Addams Family
2. Yeah.
Only lasted a couple of seasons.
Right.
Kind of odd that it should produce all these sequels.
And Jay, you said that today's the day of Netflix at the El Camino, the Breaking Bad. What is it, a movie?
It's a movie. You got something to watch when you go home.
Yeah.
This afternoon. Well, Star Trek was also, how many seasons?
Yeah, it was 67 shows, but relatively short span.
And it's got, 20?
It's gone on for years and decades and decades and decades.
There's something about the role of the Joker that produces mental issues with actors. Jared Leto felt alienated and upset when he heard that Joaquin Phoenix was going to play the role.
Is he Jewish?
Joaquin. Jared, he played the Joker in the movie Suicide Squad and got mixed reviews. And word is that he was a giant pain in the butt to work with on the set.
Well, I wasn't there, but that's what
That's
what I heard.
Jay was there in his trailer.
He was doing the method thing and was only talking to people in character.
Oh,
and
no. God.
Sending them horrible gifts and dead rats.
Well, they said Heath Ledger became a little weird after playing that role, huh?
Yeah, but and look, I can understand when you get really absorbed into a part and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But when I read that people were blaming his heroin addiction playing the Joker, that's where I draw the line. That's bullcrap.
Nope. Exactly.
That's the most pathetic excuse I've ever heard. And I've heard plenty, and I've made up plenty myself. I can say these things. Here's something. Strap yourselves in the seat, gang, because I have big news. Drew Barrymore is getting a daytime talk show.
Wow! Oh, is this happening again where they're giving out a lot of talk shows? Like, remember there was a big scourge of that?
Have you seen the new ones on this year?
Well, I mean, Kelly Clarkson's got one.
Right. And there's a...
And now there's going to be a Drew Barrymore one.
Another one running
out. Are they going to bring back Jenny Jones, Ricky Lake? Did they bring back Ricky Lake and that failed again?
No.
I'm pretty sure they did.
She's in a wax museum.
CBS developing a comedy about an Afghan war veteran called The United States of Al. It's a comedy about a guy adjusting to life in Ohio. And apparently his unit's Afghan interpreter is coming back with him. That just sounds like a million laughs. I can't wait.
Yes.
An informal rock hall vote says Motley Crue is the band most people want inducted this year.
What?
80,000 votes have been cast so far. Top joint, Motley Crue, with 3,000, followed by Blink 182.
No.
Iron Maiden with 1,171 votes. Dave Matthews Band next at number 4. Cher at number 5. And guess.
Cher?
Yeah. Guess who finished at number 6?
Who?
Styx!
Is that right?
I would put Styx in there before all of them.
That there are people in there ahead of them is a travesty and a joke.
I know. Cher?
What does Styx have to do to earn their way into the stupid Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? I'd love to know.
Perform Mr. Roboto in its entirety?
Domo se rigato, Mr. Roboto. To me, that's just dumb. But I'm only a talk show host. We mentioned Applied Security. They bring you the rocket scientist of the day. And that person is on my Facebook page throwing a rock at a car window trying to break it. The rock bounced back and hit him
in the face.
So good plan there, pal. That's the dumb kind of rocket scientist we salute.
Funny.
Again, just a reminder, they are a local company with over 30 years of experience. They protect us here at Blue Water. Their system is amazing. Top notch, and you can have it for your home, for your business. They can take over your existing monitoring. Just call them at 279-8338 to get the ball rolling on an estimate for your home or commercial property, business, whatever you want secured, video, fire protection, and so forth. 279-8338, Alabama Electronic Security Board permit number is 2764, Applied Security. It is 656 with the Traffic Dungeon Fox News coming up. And then Random Facts with Jay, followed by a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. For portable restrooms that are elegantly appointed with multiple vanities, hot and cold running water, private stalls with flushing toilets, stereos, and air conditioning, you can trust Formal Outings.
Well, it is getting busy this morning as we head towards 7 o'clock. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic with an update. The school zones are going to be in effect in just a few minutes. Watch out for the buses and the kids. It's getting busy on the Boulevard. Interstate 65 and 85 are picking up some traffic, as well as 231 out of Wetumpka. No accidents to report so far this morning, and that's a good thing. We hope you have a nice drive wherever you're going this morning. It doesn't matter if you want to talk used cars or football. Stop by Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. They're happy to have you stop by and browse with no pressure at all. That's Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services from regular lawyers.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily, here to tell you about Dr. Jeff Pasley and the fine folks at Millbrook Family Chiropractic, helping people in the River Region for over a decade, conveniently located just a mile or so off of 65 on Highway 14 in Millbrook. Now, I've told you that you can go online and catch them anytime 24/7 at millbrookchiropractor.com. There's a lot of stuff you can do there, learn about their services, and set up your new patient appointment, all that stuff, do your new patient paperwork. But the thing that is so great about Millbrook Family Chiropractic
is the way that Dr. Pasley relates to you what's going on, why you're having the aches and pains that you're having, and what you're going to do to fix them. He's all about getting you on the road to wellness and your overall wellness, whether it be your aches and pains or your nutrition. They have Moss Therapeutics in-house now to help with massage therapy, so don't live in pain, is what I'm trying to say. Call 285-8483. Visit them online at MilbrookChiropractor.com and see them on Highway 14, Millbrook Family Chiropractic.
Thank you, Ellie. David, good morning to you.
Good morning, all.
How are you?
Hey, I saw your video, and I actually, one day I came into work on a Monday morning, and someone had busted the window out, my driver passenger side window on my truck.
Yeah.
And they had thrown a brick twice or three times, hit the side of the truck twice with the brick before they finally broke the window out. So I had two huge dents in the side of my passenger side door, and then they busted the